Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
How do we get the submissions for Am I the Jerk? Well, a lot of them are emails. You can email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. We also get them sent to us on Facebook, Instagram, in our DMs, whether it's the Kiss account or ours. Sometimes we find them, sometimes we don't, okay?
And then people will bombard us in person and be like, oh, did you get mine? Or did no, tell us now and we'll remember it.
So we got this one yesterday, and I said, oh, they're on one. I'm moving it up.
Yeah.
So she signed it Washing Machine Wanda.
Say less. Gave herself a name and everything.
Yeah, it's obviously a change name because she doesn't want them to know it's her, but they may when they hear this. Okay, she said, Wanda wrote into the show, and she says, Allie and DZ, I have an Am I the Jerk? Anonymous, please. So backstory. I live in a duplex. When we moved in many years ago, the downstairs tenants lived here for a few years already, as many duplex in the basement is shared.
Okay.
Well, the downstairs tenants didn't have anything set up laundry room wise. They went to the laundromat. Well, I have multiple kids and no money, time, nor patience for the laundromat. So I had my washer and dryer installed within the first week of moving in.
Got it.
Well, one of the tenants took it upon themselves to start using my stuff for their laundry without even asking me. Then a year or so goes by and my washer breaks down. It was about a month before I could get it repaired. In that month, they went out and bought themselves a washer and made it clear I wasn't to use it. I can't stand these people already. So she says, I said, fine, don't use my dryer then. Because she had a dryer.
Not the washer.
Yeah. So I caught them using my dryer a few times, so I would take the clothes out and put them back in the basket they brought them down in. That really set them off.
Nice to put it back in the basket.
No kidding. After that, my washer was fixed, and they bought a dryer, too. Okay, great.
Situation sorted.
Now everyone has their own sets of machines since. So where's the problem? Here comes the problem. Well, now the flood happened in August, destroyed all four machines. Everybody's machines got ruined after all that.
Yeah.
They finally get two and two.
That did it for a few people, for sure.
Unbelievable. So she says, I was lucky enough to be blessed with a spare set my in-laws had. Clutch. Okay, we're
back.
That's clutch.
Okay, right. We're back in business, baby. Washing and drying.
Lo and behold, I went to go put a load of laundry in, and the downstairs neighbor is using my machine! 5 exclamation points.
Yeah.
They once again didn't ask, just did it. Would I be the jerk if I take their stuff out of the wash and left it?
Ooh.
Because if the roles were reversed, they would be totally be a B if I did that. they would probably even throw my laundry outside. Well, we don't know
that's projecting. Now you're saying, right.
Yeah,
now
we don't know that. But it's signed Washing Machine Wanda.
Washing Machine Wanda. And after the flood, though, that's what pulls at my heartstrings. So I'm like, everybody's
heartbreaking.
Having a tough time. Everybody lost a lot of things. And let them wash. Let them dry.
Well, it's so messed up because they're having this fight with their duplex neighbor. Their duplex neighbor's using their washing machines all the time, even though it's not theirs.
Right.
And being rude about it and feeling entitled to use their machines.
But then when they get their own, they say, you're not entitled to use mine, though. You're
so
tripping.
Yeah, it's so messed up. But then the flood takes out all four machines once they finally get it settled. Unbelievable.
Everybody's struggling now. All four machines are down. But dun-dun-dun-dun.
The in-laws came through and gave them two new machines. But now the bad neighbors downstairs are still using it.
Right.
Girl, you are not the jerk, in my opinion. In fact, I want to come over and meet this neighbor. I'm so annoyed right now.
You really going not the jerk?
For her? For taking their stuff out?
For taking the stuff out?
Hell no.
Really?
No, after everything she went through with them, the jerk.
I guess I'm sitting here heartstrings pulled because I'm going, bro, like everybody's still probably trying to dry out from the flood.
Right.
For the last flood that happened took them out again.
I'm not going to feel sorry for them because of the flood because they were already abusing it and taking advantage of it before the flood.
I hear you.
And so just because they went and got one, maybe I don't want to say it's karma because that's mean. Nobody deserved that in the flood.
What else would you call it?
But because I can't say karma because Wanda's machines got taken out too, and she didn't deserve it, so I can't even use that.
True. Okay, true.
But Wanda came back in with the new ones from the in-laws. Maybe that was the karma.
But what happened with the turn the other cheek, right? Just take it out, throw it into their basket, keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to stoop to their level, even though you know how bad of a person they
stoop to their level. Stoop to their level, Wanda. Come on. Wanda, screw them.
Wanda, don't.
Wanda, not the jerk.
Wanda.
Not the jerk.
Wanda, that's jerky. You could be better.
Wanda, stop putting up with them taking advantage.
Wanda,
do
it. We're on your shoulder right now, both sides.
Are you going to go with the good show, the angel, or the devil?
Don't do it, Wanda. Don't do it, Wanda.
Wanda?
Come on, Wanda. Come on, Wanda.
414-533-1037. I should go read the text right now and see what people are saying. Somebody, Lindsay in Milwaukee, said she's not the jerk. That's what I thought, Lindsay.
Turn the other cheek.
They are also using her electricity and water. Yeah, I don't know about
that's fair. And honestly, unless we know that they're paying individual for that, it's all included. It's all included in duplexes usually.
Somebody said take their stuff out and throw it on the floor. They're the jerks.
Not
okay,
the dusty, dirty floor.
I don't even, the texts are going crazy. Marie in Milwaukee here, so not the jerk. Brandon in Tosa, not the jerk. Lock and key your stuff. Now we're going, okay.
How are you going to lock and key a washer and dryer?
Oh, Brandon said, I've been through the same thing in Tosa.
Oh,
how'd you do that, Brandon?
Yeah. Call, you know what? Let's get it, bro. All right, fine.
Somebody said, I'm stupid, not the jerk.
I'm stupid. Okay, stupid.
Welcome down. How is it down here? Are you having fun here? We're going low.
It's warmer than I thought.
Why do you think I love the heat?
I can't stand you.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so she wanted to be anonymous. Washing Machine Wanda. They got a duplex. When they moved in, they shared the basement with the people that they moved in with. Okay, mm-hmm. The tenants downstairs didn't have anything in the laundry, so she brought in and said, I'm not going to the laundromat. I'm going to have stuff here because I have a lot
of kids. Right.
So she gets two machines. They start using them. They never ask, and she's had it. Well, then
she lets it slide, though.
She does. And then a year or so goes by. Their washer breaks down and they go through all this. They finally all have a washer and dryer, and then the flood takes out all four.
Mm.
So now they're using hers. She got some from her in-laws, and she knows they've been using them without asking, so she wants to know if she's a jerk if she takes all their stuff out.
She's been letting it slide, though.
So, well, she's had enough.
Oof, clearly.
Everyone can hit their time of letting people take advantage of them before you snap.
She hit a point for sure.
Let's start with Ashley in Milwaukee this morning and see what she thinks. Hi, Ashley.
Morning.
Hello.
Hi. What do you think, jerk or not the jerk, if she takes all their stuff out?
Not the jerk at all.
Whoa, not the jerk.
Okay, go on.
I think she should even buy the little lockable plug thing that's on the end of the cord. lock them out every time.
Really? They got locks for...
I don't know, but yes. I'm tired of these entitled neighbors just using their stuff.
And then put up cameras, because they're probably the ones that broke the washer in the first place.
The first time. I didn't want to go there, but that's...
I didn't even think about that. Did.
Ashley's so
and
right.
Then they didn't even help repair it.
Well, think about it. It doesn't even matter if they help, if they broke it, because using it more is going to wear it out, which they helped to do when they were using a washer that wasn't there.
It would have lasted double the time had the neighbors not been using it in secret. Or had she
the whole
not been...
Point.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, man, I don't want to agree with y'all,
bro. How do you get to a place, DZ, where you think she's a jerk? I just can't get to your side.
You got
to
be really, really, really comfortable with your inner monologue.
I was like, I don't understand how you're finding
you gotta
this.
You got to be really comfortable with your inner monologue to convince yourself to turn the other cheek and be the bigger person.
This call will be recorded.
Oh. Why are we being recorded?
Bye.
That's what we click.
We're recording you. You don't record us.
Got us scared. Ashley.
What was that?
Oh, here. Fed. Fed.
What was that? Fed.
Fed. Nah, jokes, Ashley. She at least answered and said, nah, not the jerk.
You think it's because they were already letting it slide, they should continue, and I'm like, screw that.
You let it go so long, you unfortunately have to at this
point. Why? You don't have to ever let people continue to take advantage of you, ever.
Just because
somebody has already been taking advantage of you, you're allowed to say hell no at any point.
There's been so many up and down rivers and flows with all these roller coasters of washers and dryers. How do you even keep them straight?
Forget you.
Just let them wash and dry. You good.
No. Go to Kivana in Sheboygan. Kivana, I need backup. Please tell me you're on the right side.
Wait. Did we lose Kivana?
I hope not.
Oh, no.
Did we lose her and go to Rich in Greenfield? Unbelievable. I guess we lost her.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Please help me. Lord, please tell me you're going to say not the jerk. Which way are you going for using the washer?
Absolutely not the jerk.
Rich.
DZ's on one.
Turn the cheek, my boy.
It's not their washer and dryer, DZ. Forget it.
It's communal at this rate.
No, it's not.
You never said anything when they started using it. They're the only ones that sacked up and said, hey, you can't use our stuff.
You know why it's not communal?
You can't use ours.
If it was communal, they wouldn't have gone out and bought their own. Anyway, Rich, where were we?
Listen. Listen, Linda. Listen.
Okay, Linda. What, Linda?
What, Rich?
They're not the jerks because... they were using it without letting them know. And then I believe, just like the first caller said, with them using it, they went ahead and sped up the process with the first machines went ahead and getting messed up. And then they went out and got their own.
And
when they got a brand new machine, they thought that they were better. They said, my machine is better. You're not allowed to use it.
Use it.
I don't want you to mess it up.
How I messed yours up.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why these people suck so
and
much.
You still ain't say or did nothing. Yeah.
She didn't need to because they had their own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then the reason why I feel that way is because I went through something like this.
Oh, of course.
I had one that had an agitator.
Ooh, you triggered, you know,
the, like the little thing in the middle.
Yeah.
And the people that kept using it after I told them not to, they kept loading it wrong.
Oh, hell no.
When you load it wrong or when you put things incorrectly on it.
Or too much stuff in, blah, blah, blah.
You mess it up.
Yep.
You know, it ungrinds it and stuff like that. You mess it up. Then, you know, you run into a lot of issues, and that's what they did. So, lo and behold, I needed to go get paid and, you know, a whole bunch of issues, and they ran from there. But,
I had to go handle my business.
Well, I get it, Rich. You're saying somebody broke mine, then I had to go make more money and buy another one. And you know what was the flood came in August and killed all the machines. I don't know if that was karma or not, because now Wanda got her own machines and these people are using them again. She is not the jerk if she takes their stuff out, man.
No, absolutely not. I feel that she should go and do exactly what that first caller said, plus grab their crap out of her stuff and put it in a trash bag so she can let their clothes sit in the wet and stank up.
Yes!
We never took the petty hat off. Oh my God, petitious.
You want to hear how petty I was when I lived in an apartment on the east side? Let me tell you something, Rich. Here's a story. I think I've told it on the air. These people that kept, they would not put their trash in the trash chute. They kept setting it in the trash room, which would make it smell. There was zero reason they couldn't have just put it down the chute. I never understood. So one day I opened up the trash bag with all the trash in it, and I I found a bill.
Found your address?
I dug through someone's trash, and I put the bag right in front of their door. So when they opened the door, they could see their trash sitting right there on the front of it. And I sure did.
Oh,
and then I never saw another bag on the floor. Did I?
I'll give you that one.
Thank you, DZ.
I'd had it.
It was some dudes, too, by the way. Wow. Two dudes. But I was like, unbelievable. So, you know what, Rich? Team Petty.
Trash and laundry, though? Come on.
Yeah.
One stink, one clean.
It's Team Petty plus one right there.
They're both disrespectful. That's it.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a communal living spot.
They do sell those locks for the appliance hookups.
I didn't know that either.
So, absolutely. Yeah, they sell them for all plugs, even standard home electrical outlets. They sell them for everything.
They sell appliance locks. Okay.
Okay, fine. We lost Kivana, so you're the last caller. It's going to be probably not the jerk. Listen to what somebody said. They said on the text line, get a coin-operated washer and dryer. Make them pay. That's funny. That's funny.
There's petition, then
that's
there's evil.
That's funny, you guys.
I love it. We wasn't here for a solution, but we'll take it.
All right, Rich. Sorry you went through it. Love you. Bye.
Love, you guys have a good day. Thank you very much.
Appreciate you, fam. Peace.
You know, you forget how many people have these laundry struggles. You know, we live in houses now. I say that now. We had to get there with our kids.
We had to work.
I lived in apartments. You did. We forget the struggle, man, when you finally go back to your own.
Them rental days ain't it, bro. And have a dollar. $1.50 per load?
And now everybody is not confrontational. Either they're overly confrontational or not at all. So we have all these issues. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine how weird apartment living is. No.
And duplex alone, because you're technically splitting a house. Like, it's crazy to live inside of under one roof mm-hmm. with another family and never ever see their lives like that. Because you hear everything they do, but you never see it.
Mm-hmm.
We hated duplex living. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Ooh-wee. All right. Not the jerk,
Woof.
I guess.
Woof.
All the lines are lit up, but I'm not pulling one randomly. Not right now.
No, not right now. It's not safe. Not right
all
now.
All right. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thank you guys for texting in. There are so many texts, and all of them are pretty much not the jerk.
The block is hot.
Yeah, it is. DZ's 100% wrong.
Okay, I'll take it.
I sent that in. No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, was that my wife? Was that Aaron?
Not,
was that Aaron?
It was not.
It was Aaron or my mom.
Oh, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.